Then later on, Pop, everybody in town called him Pop. He probably hired everybody in town at one time or the other. Then he had the Aleutian Merc store. And remember about the milk? He used to sell milk.
Oh, yes, he had
canned milk.
Grocery store, something like a mom and pop grocery store, a small one. But he always kept the canned milk at 25 cents a can. That's what they were paying for it in 1946 or so, whenever we got back. And he never, ever raised the price of that as long as he had it, because he wanted to make sure all the babies had enough milk.
Yeah, he was a real good old man. When I graduated from high school, he loaned me $2,000, which was a fortune at that time, to go to business school in Seattle. And I flew down there, and I swear it took 18 hours of flying to get down there at that time. And he set up everything for me. When I got down there, it was like a whole big world I'd never seen before. And I was staying at the YWCA. And I remember one night there was all this banging, and I ran up to my window, and I thought, oh, my God, we're being bombed again. Because the thunder and lightning was just hitting the buildings. It sounded, and I looked out these little windows. They were, you know, not real. They were real things that opened up because they were up on the second floor. And nothing was happening, and I didn't quite understand it. And I finally realized it was, I could see something out there. It was thunder and lightning hitting the buildings. I remember drawing myself a little map to get to my business school, and so I wouldn't get lost. I'd walk 8 blocks from the Y every day. And I kind of frittered my money a little bit, and I didn't want Pop to know that, so I got a day job, and I finished my course at night so he wouldn't know I didn't. That was when I first learned to manage money. That was my first shot at managing money. So I owe him a lot, and he did a lot for me. So I was always worried about paying him after I got a job, a little bit, you know, $10 here, $20 there. But when I got married, that old man, bless his heart, he wrote me a receipt as a wedding present. When I think about it, it just makes me cry. And I remember when we had our first daughter, he had the store yet, and he sent me all his baby stuff. That made me cry. He deserved a lot of thank yous from many people that he really took care of. I mean, he just circulated the money. Paid Jen. And we ate out of his place while we were working.